We are up to Perek Dalet, Shar Dalet Perek Chavtes. And he's continuing to describe the difference between Torah and Mitzvahs. Okay? So says the, he brings the Gemara in Saita, which we mentioned last time. Darsh Menachem Rabbi Yosi, the Ner Mitzvah, Nimshalah had Mitzvahs Lener, and Torah is like Or. Tola Kosav is a Mitzvah Bener, and Torah is like Or.
So
a ner is much more limited in many ways, right? It only lights up a certain area. It will only last a certain amount of time. A ner is more limited. Or is light is unlimited. So the Torah's hashpa is unlimited, and ner's hashpa, mitzvah's hashpa are more limited. The Gemara here talks about that it's megin umatzil, how much it protects you from averus, and how much it protects you from yesur. And we discussed that last time. He goes on and he says, another area where Torah is less limited and mitzvahs are more limited is the Zohar says, Shatayag mitzvahs, he mechuvanim neged atayag evarim v'gidim sheba adam. The tayag mitzvahs are keneged the parts of a body. When a person does a mitzvah properly, miskadish ayada oisay aivar mechuvan negda. The aver, the part of the body which is keneged that particular mitzvah, gets a hashpol, a toiv, and it becomes stronger. Umechaya oisai, and it strengthens it. Oh, in bovin is damen liyodei achas mitzvah Hashem asher loisa asena. Or a loisa say comes and he strengthens himself not to be over it. V'nimno pirish v'loyasa. And he didn't do the avera. Asher Allah Omer Rabbi Seinu Zal Yoshev Adam Lo Avar Aver Noisim Lo Ischar Koisim Mitzvah. When you sit back and don't do an avera, you get the schar for like a mitzvah. It means that the schar of the mitzvah you're getting is a positive schar associated with that avera. That avera, strengthening yourself in that area of that avera, gives you a hashpo l'toiv in that particular area. Nitar v'niskadish gamkin oisei hagid haprati hamechoven negda. So you a person's aver, the limb of the body, which is keneged, that avera gets strengthened when the person's able to withstand the yetzahar for that avera. So the way he strengthens certain evarim is with mitzvahs, the way he strengthens other evarim is by withholding himself from an avera. How did the person achieve life? By doing mitzvahs and refraining from averus, she'azu nikra ish chai, because then his life, then he's empowering his body, he's giving real life power to the evarim in the guf. Amnam, however, kisha'adam oisik b'torah, but when one learns Torah, it's an overarching hashpa. K'siv ba, it says there ulachol basari marpe. It heals the entire basar, the entire person. Chumash amru, chash b'roisha, a person has a headache, yasek b'torah, let the Torah come heal him. Kiliv yascheneim l'roshecha, because, and he brings psukim that even specific, no matter where the avera is, ayada, ayidei esek ha-Torah, miskachu, mizdakchim kol ayvarm v'gida v'kodecha. So that's another area where Torah is more general. Torah provides the spiritual nourishment for the entire guf, whereas mitzvahs only provide the spiritual nourishment for specific ayvarm. Each mitzvah can get its aver. And same thing with averus. That each aver is connected each one, but the aver bittul Torah, he says, is connected the entire person. And he says, this is pshat in the Gemara, by the way. He says it later. He says, v'zeo shomru chazal, I'm going to go back to those two paragraphs in a minute. V'zeo shomru chazal, im roya adam sheyisur and boin alav. He brings out a Gemara in Brachis that says, if a person sees that he has yisurim, yefash fesh b'maisav, he should look into his deeds, okay, to see what he did wrong. Pishpesh, if he looked through his deeds, v'loy matzah, and he found no averus, so why in the world would this be happening? Yitla b'bittul Torah. He should be toiled in bittul Torah. That he's not learning. So frekt b'chaim v'lashon har, I don't understand. You just said that he looked through his meisim and he had found no averus. Oh, so it must be bittul Torah. So that's an avera. So what do you mean? He looked through his mice and he didn't find anything. Oh, probably it's Bittul Torah. What's Pasha Pshat in the Gemara? Bittul Torah is also an Avera. So when he took stock of his actions, why didn't he take stock of the Bittul Torah? So he says, very fascinating Pshat. He says, Pshat is, because all other areas, there's a midah keneged midah. So if the person has a stomach ache, he's probably thinking to himself, I probably ate something wrong. Or maybe I desired to eat something wrong. Or maybe I didn't say asher yatzah properly. Or maybe anything to do with something that would make sense that the Hashem is sending me a message in the area of his stomach. So he's thinking to himself, no, I ate fine. Maybe you ate too much. Maybe you ate, you did not need that, fourth piece of kugel at the Kiddush when you knew that you were going to go having a meal in 10 minutes at home. Like, calm down, so, or whatever. So maybe you're, and he's thinking to himself, he's clean. In every area that one would have associated with the stomach, he's clean. It says asher yatzar, and he eats properly, and he never ate treif, and he's, so he was mishpashfesh b'maisa v'loy matzah. So what's he going to think to himself? Maybe it's because I wore shatness. What does shatness have to do with my, it doesn't make sense. Why would this be the midah keneged midah? So then the Gemara says, yitla b'bitul Torah. Because bitul Torah, no matter what, is associated with every aver. And no matter where the midah keneged midah is, it would make sense that it's Torah. Because Torah is the overarching source of chiyas in our life. And therefore, if we're missing and we're pogum in our connection with Torah, through learning, through connecting, through supporting, through being part of it, whatever, but we're missing in our connecting of Torah, then that could affect us in any of the areas. So that's what he's saying here. The fascinating Netziv in a tshuva, that the Netziv was asked that, the Ramban in Parshas Bechukosai says that somebody who's a real Yari Shemayim is not supposed to go to a doctor. Ma esek haroifim beveis oiver Hashem. You have real high level bitachon. So the question is, but it says a pasuk, go to a doctor. So the Netziv says a gavaldik pshat. The Netziv says, no, here's why you go to a doctor. You go to a doctor because you have a symptom that there's something bothering you in your over here. Now, I don't know what it is. So the doctor has to tell you, is it your shoulder? Is it your brain? Is it your head? Is it your toe? Sometimes they'll tell you, oh, your pain here is associated with something over here. Yeah, you have to understand which of the avarim is causing the pain, is making him sick. So he says, you go to the doctor for the diagnosis of which aver is sick. Once you know which aver is sick, then you go to the Rav and tell him, look, this is the aver the doctor said is a problem. What tshuva do I do? So he said, the function of the doctor is not to heal. The function of the doctor is to determine which aver is it. And then you can go to the Rav and figure out how to heal it. So that's what he's saying. But when it comes to Torah, it's an overarching hashpa that no matter what, you could be toilet in Torah. Okay? There's also, by the way, very, very important, yesod, is that Reb Chaim Golashan writes elsewhere that when we say Talmud Torah keneged kulam, Talmud Torah is equal to all other mitzvahs. So right, we say Talmud Torah keneged kulam, we say that every morning, right? So he says not only is Talmud Torah the highest mitzvah in keneged kulam when it comes to the sechar, the reward that we get for Torah, but he says it's true when it comes to the segulois also. Any mitzvah that has a specific segula, there's certain mitzvahs that are associated with a certain inyan. You do shiloh hakan, you get arichus yomim. You do tzedakah tatzil mimaves. You do this, you get a segula for, he said, the Torah includes all the segulas of all the mitzvahs. That's what he says. Right? The Torah includes every segula. That's the greatest segula, is that people looking for strength. Huh?
It's the master key.
It's the master key, exactly. It's the master key. So you don't need to go find, little things here and there. Most of the time, a person's better off. Like the Chafetz Chaim used to say, some people would travel very far to get a bracha from the Chafetz Chaim. And then the Chafetz Chaim would say, you came to me to get a bracha. You don't have a set, you don't have Mishnayos in your house? You could have learned a Mishnah, you would have gotten the same bracha. That was what the Chafetz Chaim said. Open a Mishnah and learn a Mishnah. You know, you don't need a bracha. That's going to get you a bigger bracha than coming to me. You know, that was from the Anava of the Chafetz Chaim. And obviously, I'm not saying I know how to balance all these things. You know, yeah, of course, there's a cost to everything. But on the as a general practice, I would say, is that the practice of running to chop this, that, and the other is not really the appropriate practice. Probably advice is to work on oneself and not to look for the easy ways out. And, you know, I'll get a bracha from this one, I'll go daven at the kever of this one, and I'll go, you know, figure all this stuff out. In the meanwhile, that's all very nice, but a person didn't work on themselves. So ultimately, we have to work on ourselves. okay, now, there is a... he says here also, furthermore, he says, what does it mean that a person is like fish? The Gemara of Hadazar says, Lama nimshalu b'nei adam l'dgei hayam. Why are people like fish? Lama loch ma dagim shel hayam, just like a fish. Kivat shepershim min hamayim miyad mesim. That if they leave the water, they die immediately. Kach b'nei adam. So two people, kivat shepershim min haTorah, the minute that they leave Torah, miyad mesim. Okay? And which is also lying in the Zohar. Ubrai mehemna man nune yama chiyusim b'maya af samidei chachomim marim masnisa chiyusayu b'araisa. V'i yisparish mino miyad mesim. So same idea. So the Maharal says, by the way, this is very, very important you said. Maharal says, when a fish dies, when you take a fish out of water and he dies, would you say that's a punishment that the fish got for being a bad boy and leaving the water? It's not a punishment. It's a fact. It's a fact. He needs the water to live. That's the way that that's his oxygen. That's the way I don't know what the science is, but that's the way they pull the oxygen out of the water or something. Right? That's the way they live, is inside the water. So when Chazal are saying that so too a person who separates himself from Torah cannot live, it's not as a punishment for the Bittul Torah necessarily. It's because of the actual, the metzias of the fact that you need Torah to live. And if you don't have Torah to live, then you can't live. So at a spiritual level, at least, the person can walk around like a goof, but the connection to Torah is what keeps the person's neshama really connected with his goof, and that's the definition of life. The definition of life is how much is your neshama connected to your goof, right? Once a neshama leaves the goof, there's death, right? So if a person is not in touch with their neshama at all, so they're living just with their goof, so they're not alive, really. That's why it says in Chazal, Rishoyim b'chayehem nikru umesim. A Rosh is not in touch with his neshama, so he's really not alive. So really, what we're saying is when a person doesn't have Torah, they're not living. It's not a punishment for the Bittul Torah. You need the Torah to live. You need the Torah to live. That's what we say, Kihem Chayenu Varech Yameinu. There's a word I always say over from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that it says in the Mishnah Perkei Avos, that if a person learns Torah and forgets, it's ma'aleh alav ha-katuv ki'ilu mitchayev b'nafsho. Halomed v'shachach, it's ma'aleh alav ha-katuv, it's ki'ilu mitchayev b'nafsho. It's pretty severe punishment. A person learns, and the Maharal explains, it means he learns with an attitude, he doesn't care if he knows it or not. He's lightheaded towards his learning. It doesn't make an impact on him enough that he would remember it. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, you know what, maybe someone would argue, so I don't want to risk it. I would rather just not learn. If I learn and I forget, it's ki'ilu mitchayev b'nafsho. It's like he's chayev on his knife. It's like he's chayev misa. So I'd rather just not learn. So Shulchan Aruch Rav says beautifully, he says, if you're lomed, if you learn and you forget, it's ki'ilu mitchayev b'nafsho. But if you don't learn, it is mitchayev b'nafsho, not ki'ilu. He doesn't have a life. So therefore, you know, that's worse. But all right, we'll pick it up tomorrow. But that's the concept so far. All right. Thank you very much.